Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Again, the Gemara, so I'll go through Shnil again, the top of Gemara again. Gemara says, "Me not Taimra, the Chulim Leboy Kavona." How do we know if you toivu yourself or put your hand, you make Tfil Shadoyim, or you go to the mikvah for Chulin, you do not have to have Kavona. Even without Kavona, you tore. The Tznan, we learn Gal Shinitlush, if you're on the ocean, and the wave came out of the ocean, Uboyaboim saw there's 40 saw of water there, Vinofal al Odom, Bial Kalim, this wave of water fell on top of a person, on top of the Kalim, is Torah, they're both Torah. Now, Katoni Yodom Dumi the Kalim, it says Odom Dumi the Kalim. Ma Kalim, just like the utensils, to Loi Mechavni, there's nobody there to have Kavona, they should become Torah. Mashma by themselves, they're Torah without Kavona. Is Af Odom Dloi Mechavin, who had in the person did not realize the wave was coming on top of him, he didn't have in mind that it should become Tor, still it becomes Tor. So I call upon him for Chulin to be able to eat Chulin, you see, you Tor without Kavona. So Mora says, no, Mimai, what's the proof? Dilma v'yoshuvu mitzapayim sayit l'shagal askinen. Maybe we're talking about the person knows that he wants to eat bread now, he wants to become Tor in order to eat Chulin, and he's waiting for the wave to go on top of him. So therefore he does have in mind to become Tor. And Ukelim Dumi the Adam. Maybe the utensils are talking the same case like the person. That Ma Adam Tabar Kavona, just like the person now is talking about he's sitting and waiting for this wave to come on top of him to metire him. He does have intentions. Is Af Kelim the Mechavanu. It could be the utensils also. That the owner of the utensils is here and waiting for the wave to come on top of the utensils to be metire them. So maybe again you do have intentions, you do have Kavona, it should become Tor. But maybe without Kavona, you're not Tor even for Chulin. So Mara says, maybe you'll tell me, you'll ask me a question like, if the case is the person is sitting and waiting there for the wave to come to Matayrim, what's the Chiddush Pshita? So Mara says, no. I would have thought, let's make a Gzeira that when the wave comes on top of you, still you're Tomei. Why? We have to be afraid maybe you'll be metoyer with a chad l'shogashomim with a rainfall. A rain that's coming down the mountain. You're afraid even when the rainwater is traveling, you'll use it as a mikvah. If you'll say here a wave when it's traveling, it could become tor. You'll think who was in rainwater. When it's coming down the mountain, also you could be tevel in it. And we know not like that, because we said that rainwater is only metayer like in a mikvah. It has to be bashberin, still. It's only meimayin, well water, that could be metayer even zechlin while it's running. So if only the ocean is good, but not rainwater. So if I would have thought, maybe make a gzera, kamash v'lon, we don't make this gzera. Rainwater taka is possible to be tayful when it's running. Mashen came water from the ocean, it's mutter. In Ami, another pshat, that would have thought it's no good. Nigzar Russian autokeeping. Let's make a gzera that true when you're toivul now, when the wave comes, the tip of the wave reaches you. In other words, it's attached to the ground. When it's attached to the ground, then it's okay, then you could, it's matar you. But I'll make a gzera autokeeping. Keeping means like the archway, the water that goes up like an arch, if you throw the kli up on top. That water, like it's not attached to the ground, that water cannot be matariu. So maybe I should make a gzera, the bottom water should not be matariu, or to the top water. Kamashmon, we don't make this gzera. The loy gazrinim, we don't make such a gzera. Now the Gemara says, me not tamer, how do I know? The loy matvililin, the keeping. How do I know this? I can't be matariu with the wave, the part of the wave that's above the water. In other words, the keep means like an archway. If the water, like, shoots up, while it's going up and turning over, coming down, while it's attached from the ocean, how do I know you can't be matar yourself then? The Tanya learned like this, Matvilin b'Roshin. Only the heads of it means, Roshin Rashi says it means, Echad m'Roshay Hagal, Kishu Magil Oretz. When one of the ends of the wave is reaching the ground. In other words, when the wave is attached to the ground, that has a Shem Mikvah. Then you can matar yourself in it. Mashen Kein V'Ein Matvilin b'Kipin. But when the wave is detached from the ground, it's in an arch all the way above, you can't be matayer in that wave then. Why? Lefi shein matvilin biaver. There's no din tefillin water in the air. Or mikvah water, how can it be matayer if it's attached to the ground? It has to have shaykhus to the ground. If it has no shaykhus to the ground, it can't be matayer. Let's see Rashi. Keeping Rashi says, Emtsiyusoy shogal, the middle of this wave. Sheoy made biaver, it's standing in the air. kimin kipa, like a arch. V'yim hoishit kelim lamala, you put your keli on top in the middle of the arch. V'het vilan b'kipa, einamat ein tefila. It's not a good tefila. Why? Sheimat vilan b'yavir. Shloyomro toira mikva shel avir latefila. There's no such chiddush in mikva in the air to be tevil. Even though it has a dinayin here, it's not really a mikvah, it's not rainwater, it's mayin water, the same thing though. A mikvah to matariu has to be on the ground. If the water is not on the ground, the water is in the air, it cannot be matariu. Yeah. So again, it could be there's no proof from over here. Maybe this case was the person did have kavono that the water should go on top of him to matariu him, but maybe if you have no kavono, maybe it's no good. So Mora says, Elamai Yoda Tzinan, I'll bring you another proof. This is what we learned. Peiros sheh noflu l'toich amasamayim. We have a fruit, you have some fruits, an apple, that fell into a little brook of water. Amasamayim. U poshat mi sheh yodov tmeyois v'notal yodov toiris. V'notlon is yodov toiris. What happened here? This apple of yours fell into this brook of water that's like a mayim, that really has it in like a mikvah. And when you went to put your hands inside it to pick up the apple, your hands were tummy before. It happened to be that your hands were tummy before. So really, you had to be matar your hands. Now when you put your hands in this amasamayim, in this well, to pick up the apple, it says that in yodav teres, your hands become tor. Opeirois einan b'chiyutan. But you should know the apple now is still not mekabel tumah. It's not called b'chiyutan. The chiyutan means that halacha food is only mekabel tumah at first it had a hechsher. That means first water went upon the food, and then the water is makshir, makes the food able to receive tumah if a dove tumah touches it. Now a heksher of water has to be, the pasuk says kiyutan, and it really says kiyitan, we dash in kiyutan. It means it has to be on it that you like it. You're nicha, you're satisfied, you want it there. It's only makshir, the apple, if you want the water on the apple. But here in this case, that you did not want the apple to fall into the mikveh, into the brook of water, so just bothering yourself to pick it out of the brook of water, you're not nicha, the water should go on the apple, the apple should go into the water. Therefore, it's not called b'chiyutan, there's no heksher. If a sheret touches this apple now, it will not be mekabel tumah yet. Rashi Peiros ain the b'chiyutan, tebinan gabi heksher, yutan dumya d'chiyitain, the nichalei. Just like when you put water on something, you put it there because you want it to be there. So who are then if the water falls on it by itself, it could also be machshir, but providing you want it. And let's say rainwater falls on your apples and you're happy that the rainwater fell on it to wash it off. That's called b'chiyutan. You're happy the water is on the apple now. That's enough. You don't need that you mamash have to put the water on it. It could even be by itself, but as long as you're happy with it. But over here that the apple fell into the brook of water and it was up to you, it wouldn't have fell in the first place. It's only a bother for you now to have to take it out. That's not called b'chiyutan, there's no heksher. Now, what about the yim b'shvil sheyudchu? Let's say your water, the yim b'shvil sheyudchu yodov. Let's say the reason why you're putting your hands in the brook now is to clean off your hands are dirty, and you want to clean off your hands, then the halacha is yodov teres. Lamaisa, now your hands are going into the brook, this well, and it has a din like a mikvah on it, your hands become tor. Now the water on the apples is mash of the apple, that's called b'chiyutan. Because you're happy that this water fell into the water. Because you have dirty hands. And like you're happy to be able to pick the apple out of the water. Because you want your hands to get cleaned off in the water. That's considered you're happy with the fact that the apple is in the water. So you're happy the water is on the apple. That's called b'chiyutan. But I call upon him, it says clearly, what's the purpose you put your hands in the brook? Only because you had dirty hands, you wanted to wash them off. So you didn't have kavanah l'tfilah, you only had kavanah to wash off your dirty hands. And still it says clearly to Hiros. You see clearly, for chulin it's tor, even without kavanah. Shrashi v'yim b'shvil sheyutchu yodov, niskaven lito peris. The kavanah to take the apple out of the water was to clean off your hands. Harei b'chiyutan. O mekablin tuma meyachshav v'chiv on the niskava nadiach yodov. Since you had kavanah to wash off your hands, goli daita denichale. You're showing us that you're happy now. Pahach nefila that this apple fell into the water. Why? Shal yodah hadiach yodov. Because since the apple is in the water, you're very happy now that you have the opportunity to put your hands in the water and clean off your hands. So you nicha the fact the apple is in the water, that's called b'chiyuta. But I call upon the gate to us, the raya is, even though you don't have kavana, still it says clearly your hands are tor. That's a good proof. The Gemara says, Eisvei Rabba l'Rav Nachman. Rabbi is the kasha to Rav Nachman. Says a din, ha'toiv, we had in our Mishnah, ha'toiv v'lechulin. Somebody goes to the mikveh, he wants to become tor in order to eat chulin. V'huchzak lechulin. And he had kavon also when he went into the mikveh to become tor and get to chulin. Is also a meiser. The kavon helped you only tor to eat chulin and not eat meiser sheni. The get to eat meiser sheni is still called tor. It's still called tami. So the diak huchzakin, why are you tor even for chulin? Because you had in mind, you had kavona. But loy huchzak loy, mashmi, if you did not have kavona, you will not become tor. So mashmi, even for chulin, you have to have kavona. So when I says loy, that's not the pshat here. Rochikom, this is what I mean, Talmish to me to say. Afal pish huchzak, telling us a chiddush. Even though when you went to the mikvah, you had in mind to become tor for chulin, we say chuchzak la chulin, aber osel amaiser, that's the chiddush. Even though when you were in the mikveh, you had in mind to be mitire yourself, still, nogeyet eat maiser sheni, you tamei. That's the chiddush. But it could be for eating chulin alone, even without kavanah, maybe also you would be tor. More Eisra, we have another kasha. Says also in the Mishnah, toval for loy huchsat kilo loy toval. Our Mishnah says if you went to the mikveh and you had no kavanah at all, then it's loy tov, kilo loy toval. You didn't go to the mikveh at all. So chura maila kilu letova klal. Doesn't our Mishnah mean to say if you went there without kavono, it's like you didn't go to the mikveh at all? So chura you see without kavono, it's no good. Tomorrow says loy. What our Mishnah means to say is kilu letova la maisa. That's all. It just means the gaya teeding maisa sheni is considered as if you did not go to the mikveh. That's all. Avol tovu la chulenhu. But our kopon and the gaya teed chulen, it's called you made a good tefillah. And you would be allowed to eat chulin now, even with this tefillah, without any kavana at all. Yeah. So where it says, that husavar dochi yudukho matchilei. He thought that this was Rabbi after Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman answered him back. So Rabbi thought, Rav Nachman just give me a dochi teretz, it's like pushing me off. It's not a real good teretz. But Norfolk, he went out, dochi, looked around, the yashkach, and he found that it's a good teretz. The Tanya went out like this. Tova v'loi huchsak. If somebody went down to the mikveh, toval, then v'loy huchzak, he didn't have kavono, is also a meiser. You're not allowed to eat meiser, u'moto lachulin. Says clearly this halacha, that you went to the mikveh, you didn't have kavono, so halacha is for meiser sheni, it's no good, but I'll call upon him lachulin y'mutter. You see clearly that v'chulin, you do not need kavono. Omer Rebeloza, toval v'olo, somebody went down to the mikveh, and now he came out of the mikveh. About the time you went down, you didn't have kavona. For what purpose? When you come up now, you can have kavona for whatever you want. You can have kavona now for the biggest degree of tire if you want. That's a chiddush. Trash you machzik atzmoi, betfilah shetovu kfar lechol mashiyitza. Even though we shas you in the mikveh, you did not think how much tire you want. Now when you come up, you have a right to think you want to become tor, even to get to touch the mechatis. That was the biggest chumrah we had before you touched the mechatis. So now you can have in mind, even to be able to become tor, to touch the mechatis. For the Amar Meis, we have a kasher on this. It says, Alochom, Oidei hu rag lo yachas b'mayim. Somebody like went down to the mikveh, and he's on his way out. But one of his feet is still attached to the mikveh water. Oidei hu rag lo yachas b'mayim. One of his feet is still attached to the mikveh. Huchzak ledova kal is machzik atzma ledova chomer. That even though b'shash you were really tevil in the mikveh, you only had in mind to be tevil, let's say, for maaseh sheni, but kol zaman one foot is still in the water, it's still called like you're in the mikveh, you could change your mind, and machzik atzma ledova chomer, you could change your mind and make yourself tor, even for mechatis. Allah, but once you left the mikveh totally, both feet are out of the mikveh, shuvayna machzik, you can't give yourself any more tyra. Only what kavani you had b'shasu in the mikveh, not later. So the chura, my love, doesn't mean to say, ayna machzik klal, that now you can't give yourself any kavani at all, any tyra. Rashi, my love, ain't a master klal kloima. Bein shehechzik atzma b'shas tfilo, b'dov akal. Bein shehechzik atzma l'klum. Shu bein amachzik. Here it's mashma, no matter what type of kavani you had when you were in the mikvah. But now when you leave the mikvah, you can't change your mind anymore. You're not allowed to give yourself any more tyra now. So of course, not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says, if you went down to the mikvah and you came up, and when you were there, you had no kavanah at all, you were allowed to have kavanah later when you're up. And here it says clearly, when you get up, you can't have new kavanah to make yourself more tor than you actually had when you were in the mikvah. So Mura says, no, that's not the pshat over here. Loi, it means like this. Oideyu, when you're in the mikvah still, when 1 foot, our kopanim is still attached to the mikvah, afa pi shuchzik machzik. Because even though when you went in the mikvah mamish you had kavana just for ma'aseh sheni, for a smaller tyra. But kol zaman 1 foot is still in the mikvah, you could change your kavana, be mitaring yourself now, even though get to be able to touch the mechatis. Ma'ashenkin olo, once you left the mikvah, im loy huchzik machzik. And that's like Rebbe Lezer says. If when you were in the mikvah you did not have any kavana at all, to make yourself tor, then we say when you come up, you could have kavana. What type of kavana? The biggest kavana you want. You can even have in mind to mitar yourself, negate to be able to touch the mechatis. Other the imhuchzak, the svar is, let's say when you were in the mikvah, you have kavana then, that you want to become tor, let's say only for ma'aseh sheni, then ain't a machzik. Then when you come up, you know you can't change your mind. Since you already had kavana once when you were there, it was chal that much tyra. And you can't change it later. Once it was chal, you can't change it. Just if you had no kavanah at all, it's like nothing was chal yet. So then later, when you get up, you can change your mind and make it chal as much as you want. But once something is here already, you can't change it. So now there's no stira to Rebbe Lezer. So to Gemara now, man tana, who's this tana that holds this last svara we had, that oideyu ragla yachas b'mayim, if one leg is still attached in the mikvah, like you went to the mikvah, and now you're on your way up, but one leg is still touching the water, that we say it's still considered like you're in the mikvah, and you could change your mind to make yourself mutar. Who's the man diyama that holds that even though you're almost out, but since one leg is still attached, it's considered still like you're in the mikvah? Who is this tana? So Gemara says, Amar Reb Dos, Reb Yehudi. You should know this is a svara of Shitas Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds like this. Where's Reb Yehuda Shita? The Tanan would not like this. Mikvah shenimdod v'yeshba boim somuch venus. Somebody measured the mikvah and there's exactly 40 saw, an exact amount of water to make the mikvah kosher. Now v'yardu shnayim, two people went to be toivel v'tovlu ze'achazer, one after another. First one person went down to the mikvah, came up, then a second one. So what's the halacha? Hari shoyin tor v'yasheni tamei. The first one is tor, because when he went down, all 40 saw was there, so it's a kosher mikvah, he's okay. But when the second one went down, since when the first one went up, he took some water with him, his hair is still wet, he took some water with him, comes out, there's no more 40 saw left in the mikvah. Therefore, for the second one, he's still tummy. For sheni tummy. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im ho yurag lov sharishin. Noigas b'mayim, if the first guy, even though he's on his way up already, and there's water on his hair, but if his feet is still touching the mikvah water, af hasheni tor. Still we said the second one is tor. In other words, even the water that's on your body, it's in your hair, that's really out of the mikvah already, but since your body is still touching the mikvah, it's considered attached to the mikvah. So you see, if Yudhi Shittur is, the water on your body is still attached to the mikvah, it's called like part of the mikvah. Therefore, when the second one goes into the mikvah, it's considered like all our boyim saw is still in the mikvah. So, Chur, you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the water above the mikvah on the body is considered like it's still in the mikvah. So that's how it was far before also. That kol zaman your foot is still touching the water, it's considered like you're still in the mikvah. So water is still attached to the mikvah, and therefore you can change your mind to give yourself a bigger amount of tyra. Tatar Pratos says, it goes according to Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, Machloikis b'maylis the Rabbonin. Shalom Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin here is only Machloikis and Chum is the Rabbonin. By maylis the Rabbonin, we have this Machloikis. Like Rashi says, Machloikis the Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbonin. When you had to go to the mikvah just because of the rabbonin, if somebody's mace, one of your craven were mace, you didn't bring your korban yet, before you eat basa kachim, you have to go to the mikvah. But you're not tummy midiraisa. It's only the rabbonin dikatumi you have. Is the he come Rabbi Yehuda the Mahani le raglov sharishon negas b'mayim the amrina good aches mayim shalov kilu heim b'mikvah. In other words, if these two people now are not really tummy midiraisa, midiraisa the Torah, he's only tummy midirabbonin. So for the rabbonin the ketumah, it's enough to go to the mikvah this way. Where the first guy, when he's really out of the mikvah, most of his body, there's not 40 soil left in the mikvah, because a lot of water is on his hair. Still, we say, since his body is attached, the foot is attached to the water, we say gudachis. That means we look at the water on his body as if it's attached downwards. Gudachis means we attach something going downwards. That the water on your body is like still attached downwards to the mikvah. So this svar of gudachis is only a svar in the rabbonins. So midrabbonin is called the good mikvah, you could become tor. But for midiraisa, we wouldn't say this svar. Midiraisa would say, you have to look how much water is in the mikvah itself. There's less than 40 saw, because there's some water on top of your hair that's above the mikvah already. So midiraisa would not be a good mikvah. It's only good for the rabbonin. Avol mitumas latayro divri hakol hasheni tomi. When you have to be metari yourself midiraisa from real tumah to make yourself tor, then everybody, even if Yehuda, agrees that the sheni is still tamei. Because the maisa, when the sheni goes into the mikvah, there is not a boim saw. Because there's some water on the guy's head still. The Mar says, now behind the Repdos, this is the way Repdos learned. The Drashi Duke Liel, Hordia Deyu Kreb Yehuda, Falaki Rabbonin, Alma Le Rabbonin Afil Lagabi Miles Lemhani, that before this Indian of Muhuksik, for one for the other, that's Miles in the Rabbonins. Because even a Miles to Rabbonins, it's only good according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and not according to the Rabbonin. It's good like Repdos learned before. And before that we said, when you're still attached to the water, it's like you're in the mikvah, and you could change your mind from one tyra to another tyra, that only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way Rabbi Dos learns, that only in the chumah, in the tumah, the rabbonin, do we say this svar, it's like you're in the mikvah. But for the raisi, you wouldn't say this svar. Ika the army, some say no. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avrahua. Machloikis, me tumah the tyra, you should know. The machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbonin is even a tyra the raisa. Even on the tzad, the guy is tummy with the raisa, and he has to go to the mikvah now with the raisa. Still, Rabbi Yehuda's the svar is good aches, that the water on your body, since lemaisa is attached to the mikvah, we look as if it's still in the mikvah, and it's a kosher mikvah. Even with the raisa would be good. Avo b'mailus the rabbonin, but in the case that you only tummy with the rabbonin, and you want to become Torah for the rabbonin nikalocha, then Rav Nachman says is, divrei hakol afa sheni Torah. Even the Rabbonin would agree that the second one is Torah. For the Rabbonin the mikvah, this is the kosher mikvah. And according to this pshat, to plead the Repedos. Then it comes out not like Repedos. Because before Repedos said, the only man the Yama comes out is, it only comes out good according to Rabbonin Shita, that's all. It only comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to this svara, the svara we said before about when you're in the mikvah, you could change kavona from one to the other, that would be good even according to the Rabbonin. So that Rav Dos said only goes according to Yehuda, that's not like Rav Nachman. Omar Ula says like this, Boy minayim Rav Yechanan. We have the shalom from Rav Yechanan. The Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda's shita that says, if one leg is still in the mikvah, so the water is still attached to the mikvah, therefore we look as if all 40 saw is still in the mikvah, and the second guy, when he goes into the mikvah, he's torn. Let's get a question like this. What about now the water that's on the head of this first guy? Like he was in the mikvah, and now he's on his way up already. So he has a bunch of water in his head. Can you take a needle that's tomei and put it into his head? Let the needle go into the water on his head. Is that called a kosher mikvah or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What's the tzad? Maybe gudachas islan Rabbi Yehuda, but gudasig lesle. Maybe Sonia Svor Gudachis means we look like everything is attached downwards. In other words, if you want to know the bottom mikvah, is that a kosher mikvah? Yes. Because the water that's on top of your head, we consider as if it's in the mikvah. We say Gudachis. things go down. So whatever is nogeyah to downwards, we look as if all the water on your head is true in the nikvah itself. But maybe good asik you don't say leslie. Good asik would mean you want to look as if all the bana nikvah water is attached to the water on top of his head, that we should give the water on top of his head a din of a mikvah. Maybe that he doesn't say. That's a different din. That would be good asik. Good asik means we have to say the svara. We look at something that's on the bottom is attached to something above. You want to look like all the water in the mikvah is attached to the water on top of his head. And therefore the top of his head has a shein mikvah, and you can put a needle on it. So that was the shayla. How far does the Yud hold? Does he only hold good achis? Or does he even hold good asik also? So my Dilma, and my the other side is, good asik nami yichlenach nami. He also holds from good asik. This also would be good. We could look as if the bottom water of the mikvah is attached all the way up to the water on his head, and the water on his head would have a look like a mikvah. So that's the shayla. Omalei said back to him to Nisu, we learned like this. There's a tesefta in mikvoyis like this. Sholoish kamemiyos penachal. You have a river, and there are three like holes in the river. Or a stream of water, and there are three bodies of water there. That's called gamemiyos. Hel yoyna the top one, hatachtoyna the bottom one, voyem tsoyis in the middle. Now, hel yoyna the top puddle of water, hatachtoynim in the bottom puddle of water, shel esrim. So, only has 20 saw. That's all. Each one of them has 20 saw by themselves and not a kosher mikvah. For him, so is the middle body of water. That's right, they're all a river flowing down. That's like a mountain. And on the top of the mountain, there's one body of water. In the middle is another body of water. And on the bottom is a third body of water. So again, the top and bottom only has 20 saw apiece. The middle body of water has 40 saw. For charadalish shogishomim, oy deres benayim. And you have a stream, a flow of rainwater going down like this mountain, connecting one body of water to the next body of the water. That's the case. So Shalom is now, where could you be toivlin? Which one of these bodies of water could you be toivlin? So Loch is like this. Rabbi Yehuda said that Meir Hoyoimer, Meir used to say, you should know, Matvil Bel Yoina. You're allowed to be toivlin even in the top one. Matvil Bel Yoina. You're allowed to be toivlin in the top one. In other words, we say Vaistoy is good, achis. We go say good asik. We say the bottom water is like attached to the water on top. Even though on top you only have 20 saw, but since there's a flow of water from the top one down to the middle one, so we look as if the middle one is attached to the top one, and we look as if this bottom 40 saw is attached to the top water, we look as if there's 40 saw on the top. So you see, you do say good asik. You do say it goes upwards. That's what the Yehuda said, that Meir or Yoimer, Matzvil Bel Yoina. For the Gemara, but Tanya will learn not like that. But Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Yoimer, Yehuda said like this, that Meir or Yoimer, Meir used to say, Matzvil Bel Yoina. That they used to say over that Meir said you could be Tevil Bel Yoina. That's what the Yehuda said. But Vani Yoimer, but what do I myself, if Yehuda say, B'tach Toina V'loi Bel Yoina? No, you could only be Tevil in the bottom one. Because we say good achas, the top water, the middle body of water, 40 saw, we can look as if it's attached to the bottom body of water. So the bottom body is okay, you can be terrible in it. But for loy bel yoina, you cannot be terrible in the top body of water. Where it's good asik, he does not hold from. He does not hold, you look, the water shoots upwards. But to shoot the water downwards, that you do say. Good achas he holds from, and good asik not. So how did you say before that he holds even good asik? Here it's mashma, no, he does not hold from good asik. So Gemara says, Amalek, he greeted him and said, Itanya Tanya. If that's the way you learned, if you have a price that sounds like you, I hear, then you're right. If that's true, that you're saying, Senechnami, you're right. There would be a chilik. That good asik you would not say upwards, only good achas going downwards you would say. So Tosfos goes into the kasha, Nechura, what's mitzaref now, the top water to the bottom water? There's a flow of water going down. That's called ketafras. Tosfos says, mashmocha, the ketafras have a chibur. When you have running water going down slant on a mountain, that's called ketafras, that's called the chibur. It can attach together two bodies of water. That's what we're saying here. We're attaching the bottom water to the top water, or the top to the bottom. And so it says, kasha is, a lot of gemaras we know in Paskin, ketafras lo yavi chibur. That ketafras does not help. So Kitzotayz Teret says that that's why Badafkiya the case was, where top and bottom were only 20, true. But the middle case there was 40 saw. When you have 40 so, that's much better. When do we hold Ketafris Leah V'chibur? That's if you only have 20 or 20. And one body is not 40. You have two different bodies of water, 20-20. So to make a whole mikvah, Ketafris is not called a chibur. Then if you have a flow of water from one to the other, since it's a flow, it's a running water, Ketafris, going slantly downwards, that would not make a chibur, it would not be kosher. Mashenkin here, we're in the middle, that's why the case here was, the middle was a total kosher mikvah by itself. There was 40 so in the middle one by itself, that's a different story. When you have a kosher mikvah, it's easier to attach another mikvah to it. You're not coming to create a mikvah, you're just coming to attach it to another mikvah, that's easier, that's why here we say Ketafris HaVichibur.